This is Tate Servance from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Here we are with your news. The woman accused of helping her husband cut an unborn baby out of her own daughter's womb pleaded to be released from jail pending a trial. Courtney Bartholomew, 40, the biological mother of Rebecca Park, made the request to 84th District Judge Corey J. Wiggins Wednesday on December 3rd, citing Bartholomew's unidentified medical ailments and her need to care for her 14-year-old son. However, Judge Corey J. Wiggins denied her bond request, citing high flight risk and danger to the community. Courtney Bartholomew and her husband, Bradley Allen Bartholomew, 47, have been charged with 8 crimes, including first-degree premeditated murder and torture, facing potential life sentences if convicted. Prosecutors allege the couple had 22-year-old Parker against her will and ultimately killed her and her child while carrying out a preconceived plan. Gary Jean Nanny, a former U.S. military tank operator, appeared before Judge Prill in Huron County Court Monday for violating the terms of his probation. Nanny was found to have consumed alcohol on his birthday, breaching the conditions of a delayed sentence. As a result, the court revoked the delay of sentence and ordered him to serve 120 days in Huron County Jail, with credit for 32 days already served. His probation remains in effect following the completion of the jail term. Nanny is required to report to the county jail no later than 8 a.m. on Monday, December 8, 2025. And Michigan's minimum wage already took a couple of big jumps in 2025. It went from $10.56 an hour on January 1st to $12.48 an hour on February 21st as part of a court-driven reset to an earlier wage law. And that certainly wasn't an issue on your pay stub. That's just Michigan trying to play catch-up. We're not done there just yet. Under the Improved Workforce Opportunity Wage Act, Michigan's minimum wage is scheduled to rise again to $13.73 an hour on January 1st, 2026. Then another bump is scheduled to happen on January 1st, 2027, bringing it to an even higher or an even $15 an hour wage. That's a roadmap to a higher livable wage here in the state of Michigan. All of this is happening while the federal minimum wage is still stuck at $7.25, where it's been since 2009. States like Michigan have basically given up on waiting for DC to do anything and are raising their own floors instead. Now, I have your international news as well as national, sorry. The Pentagon is defending recent U.S. military actions against alleged drug boats in the Caribbean, with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth arguing the operations demonstrate American resolve against transnational crime, as some critics call for more transparency about targeting decisions. Nigeria has granted asylum to Guinea-Bissau opposition leader Fernando Dias da Costa at its embassy in Bissau, saying the move is intended to protect him from detention by the country's military junta amid ongoing political tensions. And we have your weather getting ready to come up with Steve Adamson.